The difference between these two bills is slight. Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley's 9-page measure creates a state hemp program. It provides guidelines, but largely leaves it up to the state agriculture department to develop the rules. The committee bill approved Wednesday by the panel lays out certain packaging and testing requirements. It stipulates hemp products have to be tested by a third-party laboratory, and the packaging has to include an expiration date, its potency, and a barcode that links to the test results. Spring Hill Republican Senator Wilton Simpson says the bills are meant to supplement each other, and he says the two could be combined down the road.
This the bill addresses multiple areas it's not addressed in Senator Bradley's bill, and at some point they could be married up.
Hemp comes from the cannabis plant, but unlike marijuana, it doesn't produce a high. That's because it contains less than 0.3% THC, the high-inducing ingredient. Instead, it's largely used for pain relief or muscle relaxation. But cannabis lobbyist Michael Minardi argues the bill needs clarification for law enforcement. The current language doesn't remove THC from the controlled substances list.
So when they're pulled over or tested on the side of the road, they'll still test positive for THC. Law enforcement necessarily, that will be illegal and that will still be a controlled substance in Florida technically.
Bradley's bill is scheduled for its last hearing Thursday in the Rules Committee. The companion bill in the House likewise has one more stop before reaching that chamber's floor. Creating a state hemp program has been a key priority for Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. A former marijuana lobbyist, Fried sees hemp as a new cash crop.
The economic impact for our state is enormous. Hemp can be a multi-billion dollar industry here in the state.
A number of lawmakers point to hemp as a way to revitalize the North Florida agriculture industry decimated by Hurricane Michael. It's not clear why lawmakers are pushing this through as a standalone bill instead of an amendment to Bradley's. The bill will now move through the committee process. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.